All right, it is 6 p.m., so we'll go ahead and get started. Let the record reflect that all commissioners are in attendance other than Commissioner Elliott. The first item on the agenda is public discussion of any item not on the agenda. If any member of the public would like to address the commission regarding any topic that is not on the agenda, now is your opportunity. And seeing no takers, that takes us to item number 4, which is case number REZ25-14, relating to west of Ava Circle and south of Kennedy Parkway.
Good evening. My name is Sam Broderson. I'm an associate planner with Neighborhood and Development Services, and I will be presenting REZ2514, an application for the rezoning of 13.6 acres of land from Interim Development Research Park, or IDRP, to Medium Density Single Family Residential, or RS8, for 4.75 acres, and Rural Residential, or RR1, for 8.85 acres. Shown here is an aerial map of the subject property. Next, we have a zoning map of the subject property. The subject property is currently zoned Interim Development Research Park. To the north, we have an undeveloped area of the city of Coralville. To the south, we have Deer Creek Road Southeast and Highway 218. To the east, we have low-density single-family residential with a planned development overlay zoning and Interim Development Research Park zoning. And to the west, we have Interim Development Research Park zoning. For some background on this case, this rezoning request is the next phase of the overall Cardinal Point West development. Between 2015 and 2021, 71.84 acres of surrounding land has been rezoned and subdivided in order to accommodate similar patterns of development. The applicants are requesting to rezone the subject property from Interim Development Research Park to Medium Density Single Family Residential for 4.75 acres and Rural Residential for 8.5 acres, with the goal of developing the RS8 area with 19 single family dwellings and leaving the RR1 area undeveloped to preserve sensitive features. The rezoning is needed to allow uses that are not allowed in the current zoning designation. The applicant has hosted a Good Neighbor meeting on October 22nd. There were 3 attendees. These attendees had questions regarding the plan and vision for the subject parcel. Here are a few photos of the project site as accessed from Kennedy Parkway. As the photos show, the area is currently undeveloped and borders single-family housing along Ava Circle. The 13.6 acres of the subject property is currently zoned Interim Development Research Park. The interim development zoning is not compatible with the existing neighborhood, which is a mix of single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily residences. The request is to rezone it to medium-density single-family residential and rural residential zones. The RS8 zoning designation will allow for single-family residential uses on smaller lots. Additionally, the request for medium-density single-family residential and rural residential is more consistent with the current zoning pattern, as city services are available to service the proposed development, and the rural residential areas will remain undeveloped in order to preserve sensitive areas. Here is the rezoning exhibit submitted by the applicant showing the subject area and the proposed zoning. The two criteria that the city uses to review all rezonings are consistency with the comprehensive plan and compatibility with the existing neighborhood. The following slides will summarize staff's analysis of how this proposal meets this criteria. Looking at the future land use map from the IC 2030 Comprehensive Plan, the subject area outlined in black is designated for conservation design, which aligns with the requested rezoning. Additionally, the Comprehensive Plan has a list of goals and strategies that align with this request, such as to guide development away from sensitive features, to encourage a diversity of housing options, and for the development of housing options on smaller lots that conserve land and allow for more affordable single-family housing. The subject parcel is located within the Clear Creek Master Plan. The Clear Creek Master Plan lays out a general development concept with possible street layouts and shows areas for residential, commercial, and office development. As previously mentioned, the future land use map identifies this area as appropriate for conservation design. The proposed rezoning aligns with the conservation design vision, as conservation design is intended to be appropriate for areas containing steep slopes, woodlands, and other sensitive features. It's intended to have building sites identified to take advantage of the preserved land, and the intention for development to be more compact with less pavement and more open space than conventional development. In terms of compatibility with the existing neighborhood, there are a variety of housing types, including single-family dwellings, townhouses, and multifamily housing. As previously mentioned, this rezoning is the next phase in the overall Cardinal Point West development. The current interim development research park zoning is not compatible with the existing neighborhood, as it only allows agriculture by right. This zoning designation is intended to be a default zoning designation until city services are available. City services are available to service the proposed development, and the IDRP zoning is no longer appropriate. Staff received no correspondence related to this rezoning request. Staff is recommending approval of REZ 2514, a request to rezone approximately 13.6 acres of land west of Avis Circle and south of Kennedy Parkway to medium-density single-family residential zoning for 4.75 acres and rural residential zoning for 8.85 acres with no conditions. In terms of next steps, the City Council will schedule the date for the public hearing at the next City Council meeting on November 18th. Following that, they will consider the rezoning at future meetings. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for a thoughtful and articulate presentation as always. Do any commissioners have any questions for staff at this time?
I suppose I can have a few questions. The Clear Creek Master Plan, is that something that's publicly available? Is that a part of a comp plan? Or
it's, I don't think we have it on our website. We do have it if you available by request, obviously. It was something that was kind of done in collaboration with the city of Coralville several years ago.
Okay. Is there, it says 19 houses. Is there any kind of delineation? Are those all in the RS8, or are they kind of spread? Is there intent to spread them between the RS8 and the RR1, or is that not known at this point?
The request is to place the dwellings in the RS8 area, which is sort of the northern area of the parcel. The RR1 zoning is planned to remain undeveloped.
Okay.
Any further questions for staff? And seeing none, now is the opportunity for the applicant to address the commission. And I think you know the drill, but if you could just sign in for me there.
There's no pen, but I will.
Let me see if I can steal the mayor's.
Grabs one for me. Do I get a pink one? Love that. I'm usually the only one that carries pink pens around, so... Thanks, Ian. Thank you for the presentation, Sam, as our newest member, I think. Welcome. My name is Gina Landau. I'm with Navigate Homes on behalf of the owner, which is Crossing Land. So we are a break off from Southgate Homes or Southgate, and now we are doing the development part. So I have Navigate, and yes, the request is for a rezoning so we can do 19 single family homes. If you have any questions for me.
I don't think we have any questions at this time. You have any presentation or?
Nope. I do not have a presentation. It was very well handled by Sam.
Yep, agreed.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now is the opportunity for the public to address the commission. If anybody in the public would like to address the commission with regard to this rezoning matter? And seeing no takers, we will go to discussion. Do we have a motion on this matter?
I move to accept this as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Commissioner Townsend?
It just seems that this is land that's vacant, and we need housing. And these seem to be smaller, not huge homes, if there's 19 homes in that acreage. So it sounds like the proper thing to do for me.
And Commissioner Miller?
I agree.
Any further discussion or comment from commissioners? Commissioner Wade, Commissioner Benning, any takers? No?
I would just,
Commissioner Davies?
No, I don't. I mean, I think we don't have a lot of information on how they're going to get cited, but I assume that gets taken care of. It seems like the good neighbor meeting was mostly about, you know, wanting to retain some trees as, yeah, I imagine, a buffer to 218. And it sounds like if there's really no planned development for that RR1, that would kind of retain that. So generally supportive of the plan and the rezoning.
There didn't seem to be much around them that for people to attend. That seems to be open area pretty much, isn't it?
They would have been notified.
The existing subject property?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's never been developed before.
So, only three people, so there's...
All right, well, I agree with the comments that others have expressed, and so with that, we will go to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Which takes us to the next matter of the evening, which is item number 5, case number SUB24-5, relating to 620 Foster Road.
Thank you, Chair. Ann Russett, Neighborhood and Development Services. This is a proposed combined preliminary and final plat for 2.84 acres of land to create one residential lot to accommodate an existing single-family home. Here is an aerial map of the property. The house that you see at the center there is the property that's located at 620 Foster Road. The land to the north is undeveloped. And then Highway Interstate 80 is up here to the north. Foster Road is to the south. The subject property is zoned RS-12 with the planned development overlay. And the surrounding area is also zoned mainly single family with a planned development overlay. There's some multifamily to the south. In terms of background, this property has never been subdivided. It was rezoned to that planned development overlay RS-12 in 2019 as part of the larger Forest View development project. As you're all aware, that development never moved forward, and then the land was sold to Tailwind North Dubuque LLC, who is our applicant. The rezoning conditions that were applied to that rezoning in 2019 still apply to the subject property. But the goal here tonight is to carve off a piece of the land that Tailwind owns for the homeowner. The home is owned by a different entity, and the goal here is to create a lot that can be reverted back to the owner of the house that exists there. So this is the combined preliminary and final plat. Here's Algonquin Road. It ends at this point today. At some point in the future, it would be extended. There's one lot that's proposed with the subdivision, and again, that's to accommodate this existing residence. In terms of the comprehensive plan, the IC 2030 comprehensive plan and the North District plan, both identify this as appropriate for conservation design, and then the land was rezoned to that RS-12 designation several years ago, and the proposed subdivision aligns with that zoning designation. This, there are environmentally sensitive areas on the subject property, but this is exempt from our sensitive areas ordinance. There's no development proposed, and construction of single family or two family homes are exempt if development does not exceed 20,000 square feet, which is the case here. Staff does recommend approval of SUB 24-0005, an application submitted by Tailwind North Dubuque LLC for a combined preliminary and final plat of Coal Hill, a 2.84-acre subdivision to create one residential lot to accommodate the existing single-family home. In terms of next steps, after a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission, this would go to the City Council for consideration at their next meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the presentation. I just have one question, which is that do I understand correctly that right now the home and the land are actually owned by two separate entities or people?
Yeah, I don't know the ownership structure specifically, but the land is owned by Tailwinds, and that is Ed Cole's house. So Ed Cole was previously involved in the development of the land and still is. And at this point with the Forest View project, and it's my understanding that he isn't involved in the development moving forward. So the goal is to carve off a piece of that land so he can have that separate from the development that may move forward someday for the rest of the land.
Yep. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. Do other commissioners have questions for staff?
So I take it he will be buying that additional land.
I don't know how they've structured that.
Can you talk a little bit about the road and timing and responsibility? That part was a little confusing to me. It seems kind of integral to kind of access the development to the north.
It would be required to be extended if development were to occur to the north. The property at 620 Foster Road will still have access from Foster Road. They don't need an extension of Algonquin to access their home. They already have access to it without that extension. So how it's structured is at whenever a building permit is needed, which could be with the future development, they will have to extend that road.
And that would be kind of like a city extended road just on their land, or would that be kind of like eminent domain? Or
no, the plat shows a lot for that right-of-way. The plat would dedicate that as city right-of-way, and then the construction of the street would come later.
Okay, that makes sense.
Any other questions for Seth? And seeing none, now is the opportunity for the applicant to address the commission.
Good evening. John Morrow with MMS Consultants representing the developer. He's traveling tonight, so he's not able to be here. And covered all of the primary topics there. Again, the intent here is to create that one additional or one parcel for the existing home. Tailwind currently owns it. This is to allow for that transfer of property back to Ed Cole and then still establish guidelines and all the necessary measures for Tailwind to continue to proceed with their plans for development. The application is in. We're working through, I think we're working with city staff and the DOT and various entities on the traffic study and all the other things that are required as part of that. But the intent is to continue to move that forward. And I'm available for any questions if you have any.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I guess my question is that whole Forest View area was set aside for affordable housing at one point. So is this new proposal going to include affordable housing?
I can't speak to that, the Tailwind. I will say that the current, and I think Ann could echo this, the current OPD rezoning application that's in place, whenever that next application comes before the Planning and Zoning Commission and then the council, all of those, any agreements or any of those plans would be addressed at that time. The goal for this one is to just establish that initial lot. Again, since Ed Cole is not involved with the Tailwind group on that future development, this is an opportunity to, or the goal is to create that parcel of ground to allow him to be removed, purchase the, acquire the ground, whatever that agreement may be, and then Tailwind can continue with their application. I can't speak to the some of the conversations that have gone back and forth. I can tell you there's an application in for that site.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now is the opportunity for the public to address the commission if the public has any comments relating to this matter. I see three people, but no takers. And seeing none, we will move to discussion. Is there a motion?
I move to approve as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Commissioner Wade?
Pretty straightforward. Splitting off that lot for private residents. Sounds like access is still on the private drive, but it looks like it connects to Algonquin if it ever needs to for access in the future. So,
thank you. And Commissioner Davies?
No comment.
Okay. Any other further comments from commissioners?
Only if I'm understanding this, the home is already there. There's nothing going to be, we're not asking for a building permission. We're just asking for space for the current homeowner. Is that correct?
Yeah, the house is already there.
Right. It's just, I mean, staff can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's essentially just approval of a limited plat, and then the remainder of the development would be addressed in a different plat and a different petition.
Okay.
Okay. So seeing no further comments, we will go to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And motion passes unanimously. Which brings us to item number 6, meeting minutes from October 15th, 2025. Any comments on the minutes, or do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion to approve the minutes passes unanimously. Which brings us to item number 7, planning and zoning information.
Just one update. The floodplain amendments that we presented to the commission several weeks ago was recently adopted by the city council.
Great. Thank you. Any further updates for the commission from staff? And hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And we are adjourned.